For a young rock band, second albums can be tough. They often aim to solidify the group's fan base without straying too far artistically. The group The Heartless Bastards has gone for something different. The band is from Cincinnati, and it started out playing gritty, blues-influenced rock. The group's second album, called All This Time, tries out a new sound. Tom Moon has a review.
This is what The Heartless Bastards sounded like last year. Back then, the Heartless Bastards were easy to peg. Another lo-fi blues rock band with a singer who sounded a bit like Janis Joplin and a rhythm section inspired by the White Stripes. After tours of taverns and bar rooms, vocalist Erika Winterstrom and her crew went home to write more songs, and this is what came out. It seems the Heartless Bastards had what you might call an artistic breakthrough. After years of emulating the titans of blues rock, the band developed a more personal approach. Now they explore the blues from a distance. Check out this song, which borrows the melody of early rock classics by Bo Diddley and the Dixie Cups. When these guys play it, it becomes a hazy, spacey dream. This open, expansive style gives Winterstrom room to stretch as a lyricist. Her songs tell of long and sometimes desperate searches for love or a little clarity of thought, or for instant solutions to life's problems. In conversation, Erika Winterstrom comes across as fairly reserved, soft-spoken. But when she sings, she transforms into a totally commanding presence, a voice with the power to move mountains. On this new record, the sound of the Heartless Bastards has caught up to her unique talents. And that's all it took for a workmanlike band to become a great one.
The new CD from The Heartless Bastards is called All This Time. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.